Praise the Lord. Message number 159. The title of the message is Watchman Part 3. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word that you always send to us to help us to see things in the way that you see it, and to teach us new things so that our life will be easier and our service and ministry will be more fruitful and effective. Oh God, I pray that we will give you also attentive ears and also clear minds, and we will give you undivided heart fully, that we will receive your word and we will apply it faithfully in our lives. Lord, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. People get revived, healed, restored, encouraged. People get delivered from trouble. People get delivered from troubles and hardship, and they will be helped through your word. I pray that this message will bring revival upon your church and your people. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will here start to speak from the book of Nehemiah. And we know that Nehemiah, he was commissioned by God to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. Nehemiah have heard the news that the walls of Jerusalem are broken. He was in Susa. He was serving as a cupbearer for the king of Persia, and he received a news from people about the wall of Jerusalem is broken and the gates are burned and the city is in disgrace. He pray and fast, and and the Lord put in his heart a vision, and when God had guided him, he also provided for him so that the wall of the city of Jerusalem will be rebuilt, gates will be put on, and people get restored and protected from the thieves that are going in, because the walls is broken and no gates and no system and no order. So the Lord give vision so that the people inside the city will be protected and will be restored. And indeed, Nehemiah worked with the Lord to fulfill that purpose of God in the life of his people. Nehemiah is one of the watchmen that God had raised up to fulfill his purpose in the life of his church and his people. Even to this very day, the book of Nehemiah is a good encouragement for us. Nehemiah was a watchman, and we will read and we study from the scripture how he was a man of discernment, how he was a man who was able to see things and put solution and plans for restoration, so people of God can live and live to the full that God had ordained for them. Nehemiah had the vision to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem, as we have stated, in order to protect the city from thieves and strangers who might come in and bring destructions. And for this purpose, he motivated and mobilized the people and brought them back to God with this vision, and with his good leadership, he equipped them and made each and every one of them take active part and become an active worker and key personnel in fulfilling the purpose of God. A watchman is a man who's have a vision. From the book of Nehemiah, we can see that the watchman has a vision from God and have a skill, has a leadership skills to equip the people how to go on and serve the Lord. We will first read Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 15 and verse 17 and 18. Verse by verse, Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 15. So I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate. So here Nehemiah, when he reached Jerusalem, he started to examine. And that is the mystery of the watchman. He need to examine, he need to check, not in order to find fault or not in order to accuse, but in order to find out how to handle, how to repair. He is a man of a vision. He is a man who can see deeply. He is a man who went and examined. When you hear a certain problem or you come across certain issue or a problem in the life of the people of God, you examine the situation. There's a hope. There's a way out. The watchman, like Nehemiah, he's a man who can see beyond the troubles and distress and ruins. He can see God's vision and God's plan. In verse 17, what he say? Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates had been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. In verse 17 here, as we have read, the key word that indicate the watchman is the word see. You see the trouble we are in. Nehemiah, he was able to see the trouble, and he was able to show the people the troubles. Most of the people, they knew that. But Nehemiah also impart to them the vision and the plan of God for them. The watchman with the vision that God gives can bring hope back to the people. We have read in this verse, there's troubles, ruins, disgrace, the gates are burned with fire. In spite of all that, there is hope. The watchman worked it out with the Lord that disgrace would be lifted out from the life of the people. We have to see deep. Sometimes you see only problems, ruins, disgrace. But can you see deep? Then beyond that, you can see the good plan of God to rebuild in order to protect, in order that the people will live a good life and life to the full. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me, and what the king has said to me. They replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. As a watchman is a man who can see what the good things that God had given to him. The watchman can see what God had provided for him and how he can use that by sharing it with the people to bring relief in their life. When God will guide, he will also provide. Nehemiah showed the people that he has resources that are available in his hand, and he is willing to share it with them. And when they will work together, they will be able to accomplish their purpose and do the task. And that's why the people get motivated. When you start to share your, not only the vision, but your resources, and show the people what God had given you, they will respond, they will tell, and that they will work with you. And they will say, let us start rebuilding. You must tell the people what God had given you, so that they will be assured that your vision is from the Lord, and it will work it out in their life. The watchman is a man of discernment. The task that Nehemiah did with the people was not an easy task, but with the presence of the Lord and his help, they finished the work in 52 days, in spite of all opposition and the persecution that the people of God faced from the enemies, from their enemies who were even infiltrated among their ranks. Our enemy is the devil, and he would use people. Sometimes they are very near to us, inside our ranks, around us. But we should have discernment. Those who are with us are greater than those who are with them. Nehemiah, as a man, as a watchman, as a good watchman, a wakeful and watchful watchman, he was able to meet the threat of those people who were against him, against God, against the vision of God, and against the plan of restoration. When God works in the life of the people, when you start to work to help people to come out from sin, disgrace, ruin, from the plan of devil, and bring them back to God, devil will start to fight back. The people have hard time when they were rebuilding. The task was big. And in addition to all that, their enemies, they were fighting them. And Nehemiah, as a watchman, he interfered. He was able to see certain simple measure, as they will be going to do it, that will help the people. In verse 13, when Nehemiah saw there are threats, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 13, what he did? Therefore I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. So here what he did, Nehemiah, he looked to the wall and the rebuilding going on. He saw that some parts of the wall are not yet finished, and they are lower than others. They are low in a way that will allow the enemy will come in and bring a threat. So what he did, he stationed some of the people behind the lowest point of the wall. So he saw where are the area. He used his eyes, he used his mind, so that he will have a discernment to see the danger, and he will have the solution to solve these problems. So what he did, he posted people. He posted watches, he posted guard in order to meet that threat, in order to observe, and if there's any people coming in, they will give a warning, alertness, and alarm, so that the enemy will not enter. Nehemiah recognized and saw the lowest point, which are the weak areas on the wall. And there he put guards to watch and protect. Being a watchman, you should be a man of discernment who can see footholds and weak points and take measures to prevent the devil and your enemies from using these points to penetrate your life. Even
for your daily troubles or suffering, there is still ways out and measures, simple measures that can bring healing, remedy and relief to you from your struggles. Sometimes you may face small technical problems or certain problems that are bothering you. The solution is not far away. It is just there. Look to the lowest point, the area that need to be dealt with immediately, and as you dealt with that things, then relief will start to flow in your life and the life of the people who are suffering. Simple measure: kneeling down daily, keeping time for prayer, reading the Bible daily, family worship, bringing your tithes, cut certain friends and connections. These are the areas. Simple measure, but can bring dramatic relief. Nehemiah chapter 4:14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. The word look is indication of the presence of the watchman, who here can see that simple measure can have great impact and dramatic changes. Nehemiah was so confident that this simple measure that he did when he posted watches and people behind the lower points, he can see that they are effective, and he encouraged the people to continue to fight. The same for you. You need to trust God with the small and simple instruction that the word of God gives to you. Discern that in obeying them there is relief and good results. Also listen to us and accept our instruction, because these are the very instructions that will bring relief in your life. The watchman. Nehemiah was a watchman, has a good leadership, who choose faithful people to maintain and consolidate the ongoing correct system. After Nehemiah, after he rebuilt the wall and put doors and checking, that system, that correct system, need to be consolidated. We will read for that Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 3. I know it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brothers Hanani and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And I say unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot, and while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his house. Nehemiah appointed right people who are faithful and fear the Lord to keep and maintain the system and the discipline that Nehemiah introduced to control the movement across the gates, in order that no wrong people or danger will come in and destroy the city and God's people. Nehemiah appointed Hananiah and Hananiah, not because Hananiah is a brother, but he is a man who is faithful and who feared God more than other people. We need to choose right people who are faithful. The watchman, after he finished the task, he appointed right people to watch what is going on. Nehemiah appointed right people who are faithful and fear the Lord to keep and maintain the system and the discipline to control the movement across the gate in order that no wrong people or dangers will come in and destroy the city and God's people. Faithful people should be searched for and appointed to carry on the work of God so the ministry will continue. Nehemiah gave Hananiah gave them clear and precise instruction, and he was requesting of them to abide in them. They were well studied instruction for the benefit and the well-being of everyone. What he told them in verse 3, and I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be open until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them. So here, only at a certain period and a precise time of the day, the gates should be open, and not before that. The point here, whatever instruction you receive from us, from God's word, that you need to apply so that everyone will be protected. When we give you certain things, but if you ask me why Nehemiah said that until the sun will become hot, then open the doors. Before that, you know, shut them and bar them. I don't know why. But I am sure that Nehemiah was seeing a danger that you cannot open the doors at 5 o'clock in the morning, but you can open it at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sometime when you receive instruction, there is no much explanation, but to trust God that what we are telling you is the truth, and that is for your own benefit. All the instructions are well studied, and they are for the well-being and the benefit of the majority, not only few people. They abide. Because Hananiah and Hananiah, they were a faithful people. What else Nehemiah had given instruction? As a watchman, he has a good leadership. He appointed right people. He gave to them a precise instructions. The next instruction that Nehemiah gave to them, that he gave to Hananiah and Hananiah, he had instructed them to work and appoint people who are faithful to help, to watch and work as alert in order to take early measure to combat the enemy work. And that is what you will read in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 3, the later part of the verse. But he told them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his house. So here, he put in there, on the shoulder, the responsibility to raise up another watch. Men, watches, they need to train others to do the same. And that's where our responsibility lies on. Not only we ourselves become watchmen, but we need to train others to be a faithful watchman and watchwoman to do the task of God. And also from the statement and appoint watchers of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch and everyone to be over against his house, we learn that we can conclude that the watchman ministry is linked in the house, your own family, and in Jerusalem, the church that God had placed us in. You cannot be a watchman only for your family but neglecting the church. And you cannot be a watchman in the ministry of the church but neglecting your own family. Both should go together so that the watchman ministry will continue. Why he said that and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem? From the same people, not from outside. Because those are the people who their heart are for God and for the things that God had given to them. Everyone in his watch and everyone to be over against his house. So they are from Jerusalem, they are from the church, they should be in the house, watchmen, and they should be also watchmen in the church. When we speak about the wall, you must understand that some of these walls, their walls are composed of houses, and some of the people houses in certain cities are part of the wall of the city. So if you appoint them as a watch, they will be a watchman for their house, and they will be also watchmen for the city, for the church. So we cannot separate it. Home and church, we cannot separate. We work in both of them as one ministry the Lord had entrusted to us. I pray that this message will touch your heart and transform you, and will be a great blessing to you to be a faithful watchman like Nehemiah. God's willing, the next part will continue speaking about the watchman ministry from the book of Nehemiah. Now, let's all of us kneel down and pray that the Lord will transform us and to be like Nehemiah, and the point that we discuss will bring clarity to each and everyone's life, and that we will apply it. So we will be people who have vision going forward to restore people lives, to restore communities, to restore families, to restore congregations and churches. Oh Lord, I thank and I praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We magnify you, we adore you, Lord. Thank you for your word. I pray, oh God, give each and every one of those who listen humility and understanding to apply the message in their life, and they will be a source of a blessing to others. Let their life be rebuilt up and restored, and encourage them to work with you to reach the lost, to go on and make disciple and help others to be restored back to you and back to the good plan that you had ordained and prepared for them. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ's name. Amen and Amen.